Are you tired of ordinary prayers? Do you think God is not listening to you? Want to experience the transformative power of prayer? Padre Pio's methods can transform your spiritual journey. Stay tuned as we discover his secrets to powerful prayer and unlock the hidden potential of your own faith.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's insights come from the book, Padre Pio, Seen from the Inside, by Father Giovanni da Baggio. In his book, Father Giovanni, who was also a Capuchin priest, shares various details about Saint Padre Pio from their time spent together. Through his words, we gain insight into Padre Pio's daily life, his profound spirituality, and even his moments of contemplation. So let's dive right in. Padre Pio prayed continually, whether he was in the choir, the refractory, walking, or working. If he was alone, you could be sure he was deeply absorbed in prayer. His way of praying was somewhat curious, recounts Father Giovanni. His face was lowered or covered by his hands. His eyes opened and closed continuously, rising and falling. His appearance reflected his deep inner state. Regarding mental prayer, Father Giovanni continues, Padre Pio made me understand that he does not use imaginative representations, but rather pure thoughts of faith about the beauty and love of God. Their conversations also touched upon the topic of suffering and spiritual consolation. Father Giovanni tells us, regarding certain interior consolations, which I eagerly seek, he tells me that is childish. It is not a sign of perfection. Not the sweets, but the pains are necessary. Aridity, apathy, hopelessness, these are the signs of true love. Pain is pleasant, exile is beautiful. It may be beautiful for you, interrupted Father Giovanni, but not for me. Padre Pio replied, it's beautiful because through suffering we can offer something to God. The gift of our pain, our suffering, is a great thing we cannot do in heaven. Here is a very important point for our spiritual lives, and an error very prevalent in our touchy-feely society: the need to always feel consolations. Saint Padre Pio counsels, do not be afraid of aridity and darkness. They are the path to union with God. Saint John of the Cross delves deeper in his book, The Dark Night of the Soul. He explains that spiritual aridity and darkness are not punishments for sins, but rather essential steps on the path to spiritual union with God. He describes how spiritual aridity can initially be a source of distress and confusion for the soul, as it seeks the familiar comforts of spiritual consolations. However, as the soul perseveres through these trials, it gradually learns to rely solely on God's love and grace, rather than its own feelings and experiences. Additionally, Father Giovanni also shared insights from his conversation with Mr. Grazio Forgione, Padre Pio's father. Listen to this. On another occasion, I met Padre Pio's father. I wanted to interview him, but I couldn't get much out of him, except for these little details. Padre Pio was a shepherd until the age of 7, and learned to read from the owner of the sheep. He was very intelligent and always a good boy. He never caused his parents any worries. He stayed at home reading and praying. At the age of 10 or 11, he contracted typhus and got very sick. After the age of 20, he spent about 4 or 5 months at home to recover his health. Even though he was sick, he studied, went to church, and then returned home with his head down. If someone greeted him, he responded, Otherwise, he simply walked right by. After the Holy Mass following his ordination, Padre Pio stayed at home due to illness, and his life was divided between home and church. He remained in the church until noon. Once, when the sacristan went to close the doors, he discovered Padre Pio on the floor behind the altar. The sacristan called him and shook him, but received no response. So he ran to the archpriest's house and told him, "Padre Pio is dead." But the archpriest did nothing. He knew what was going on, and instructed the sacristan to simply close the doors. During meals, Padre Pio ate eggs and vegetables, abstaining from meat. At home, he never talked about what happened between him and God. As for the stigmata, his parents only learned about it from the archpriest. Furthermore, Father Giovanni shares Padre Pio's insights into prayer. He writes, "On November 18th, Padre Pio came to my cell, and we talked for a long time. We were discussing mental prayer. Regarding spiritual dryness, he said something similar to what all spiritual authors say. Do not abandon acts of piety. Humble yourself. Do not become angry. Wait for the return of God's light. It is the best time for the soul." While he was talking to me about contemplation, I asked with deliberate naivety, "But what does the soul do in this state?" Padre Pio replied, "It dissolves." "What do you mean? What does dissolve mean?" I asked. "Melt away. Lose oneself in love," he replied. "In joyful love?" I continued to ask. Padre Pio then said, "It depends on what you meditate on. If you meditate on heaven or God's love, then it is joyful. But if you meditate on the passion, you feel both joy and pain." Father Giovanni then asked, "And how long does this contemplation last?" Padre Pio responded, "A second, an hour, two, or even longer." And with that, we conclude our video. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.